Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinis.
I'm Kayla Itzinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Ready? Whack. Douche.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Cadogan.
Why did I say Cardigan then?
A lifetime. A lifetime of Cardigan. Never escape it.
It was a big thing, wasn't it, for a while?
It was for a bit, wasn't it?
We dropped it. People sent in pictures of Joan Cardigan.
Yeah.
Also, and that was a genuine slip.
Genuine.
I never call you Cardigan, ever.
It's boring.
Welcome to the Nat Ops Pod. Furthermore to the conversation about
from
nothing but thieves.
A few months ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
Nothing but Thieves, which is also the name of the, I don't know, let's say Chesterfield fan
population
base.
Of Paignton.
There we are. That's nice. Yeah, that was an. I prefer Jaws, John.
Yeah,
it was a niche answer, but it was good. I have after going Nothing But Thieves live on Radio
nothing
X. Live Radio X. Nothing But Thieves. In what I've started to do, John, is ask if there's any free tickets for stuff.
When you work in the media, you know, you can do this sort of thing.
I've never really done that before.
No.
Never been that person. Can I have one of them? Can I have a
free
shirt?
One, please.
Can I have a thing? I've started to go, can I have one of them?
Yeah.
Because I've seen everyone else do it. And I thought, well, I'll just start doing it.
Yeah,
because
I'll
do it. You get stuff. Anyway, I've ended up with two tickets for Nothing But Thieves live on Wednesday night, Kentish Town.
Exciting.
So by the time this has gone out, then
you'd already seen it.
I'd have seen it.
Yeah.
It might have been awful. Might have been the worst night of my life. Proper pop concert, John. Pop concert, rock concert. I'm taking my son, and I've threatened to wear my leather jacket.
I think he's going, no, Dad, you can't.
You know who I like to wear the right coat for the right situation?
Yeah.
Or dress for where the suits your clothes.
Yeah, what about your massive North Face jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to be cold,
do you? Too hot. The North Face is about to go away, I think. Unless we get a cold snap in February.
Yeah. That's it.
The North Face has done its job.
The AA repairs are off.
I am no longer on the roadside. It might make Farnborough away. It might make that.
It's February, isn't it?
February's cold. Is there a more miserable month than February, John?
I hate February. I hate it.
It's like it's got nothing going for it.
Nothing. What happens? Pancake Day?
Oh, yeah. That's March.
No, it's not. It's February.
Is it?
Yeah.
February 18th.
Yeah.
February 18th.
Or something like
Shrove
that.
Shrove Tuesday.
You get Valentine's Day, you get Shrove Tuesday.
Yeah, do you think they've put those things in because it's such a miserable one? They've just made stuff up.
The marketing people have got around and said, we've got to have a day.
Right, we've got to have a chat about, about February because...
We've got to find something.
So we're going to have to put some stuff in. What's good love? People like love, yeah, but put that in.
Valentine's,
put that in. Pancakes, people love pancakes.
People like pancakes. Nobody, there's nobody who doesn't like pancakes.
People love pancakes.
Who doesn't like pancakes? Everyone likes pancakes.
Everyone likes pancakes. The Six Nations, that's what that's for.
Yeah.
You try and just keep it, like...
Give you something.
Keep it going. Is... What else is in? Is St. Patrick's Day in February? Is that in March?
No, March.
You know your dates, don't you, John?
How March the 17th.
Why do you know those dates?
Well, I know,
so well?
You know, I've got an Irish passport. That's why I know that one.
You are Paddy O'Cadogan.
To be sure.
Paddy O'Doors.
Yeah, Paddy O'Doors is good.
It's an old joke, John, it's really lovely, wasn't it? How do we get to that anyway? Yes, I'm off to that. So that should be fun. Just trying to do stuff, John, to keep myself.
So are you going to work your way through the Radio X playlist? Are you going to go and see Catfish and the Bottle Men?
I can't say Catfish and the Bottle Men. Whenever it's
Catfish
on
and the Bottle Men.
Whenever you can't say
Catfish and the Bottle Men. It's a slightly odd.
Try saying it with like a bit of enthusiasm behind it.
Catfish and the Bottle Men. It's really off.
It's a hard one, isn't it? Catfish and the Bottle Men.
But then it gets in your head, doesn't
it? But also, no band name is good until they're famous, you know. Arctic Monkeys is possibly the worst name of any band ever. But they're a good band, so you go, okay.
Coldplay. In the news at the moment, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie. There's a lot of talk of the Hooties.
The
Hootie at the
Rebels
moment.
At the moment, yeah.
Not one word on the Blowfish.
About the Blowfish. <Is there? laughs> Hootie Rebels are very busy, but maybe they've split. Maybe the Hooties and the Blowfish have split. And
do you think the Blowfish are behind the whole thing? It's actually the Blowfish that are bombing all the oil tankers.
Maybe they're trying to blow up the Blowfish.
They're using the... Yes. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a West Side Story situation playing out in front of our very eyes.
Hooties. No one's put two and two together.
Hooties hate the Blowfish. And they're actually bombing Blowfish in the sea. It's actually nothing to do with international waters.
It's a fallout between...
Potential Cold War or any of those.
90s Americans... Soft rock.
It's what it is. It's unbelievable, John, isn't it?
We've met the bloke from Hootie and the Blowfish, haven't we?
Did we meet Hootie?
Didn't he come in?
Did we meet Hootie?
One of the...
How many of them are there in? Get it up, John. Find it.
Put that on a hotkey.
On a hotkey.
Get it up.
Put that on your hotkey.
Get it up.
Get it up, John. Hootie and the Blowfish. I think we have met one of Hootie. We've met one of...
Oh, this is their
big
song.
We met one of the other ones.
Because
who else did we meet? Because we were slagging him off about a week earlier. And then one of them came in and it was a bit... Who was that?
It could be them.
Which was that? Not Scouting for Girls. It was like that one of them. Who was that came in? You know who I mean? Came in. He's an Exeter City fan.
I'm not going to say.
He's an Exeter City fan.
I'm not going to say because it's a bit awkward.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, he listens.
You can probably put two and two together. You can work it out.
He listens, does he?
This was... The guy came in. Jim Sonnefeld came in from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes, I remember it, yes. They were playing a big festival in Barbados or something.
It all sounded a bit sus. It sounded a bit...
It's a bit like a tax dodge festival. Yeah, we're playing the tax dodge festival. Yeah.
You'll recognise the chorus.
Is this Hootie or the Blowfish?
You just hear the sound of... Yeah, this is a bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good song. I like it.
Darius Rucker is also in... Darius Rucker. ...in the Blowfish. Yeah. He's always in the Six Nations. Always.
There was a young man called Rucker. We'll end that one there.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, there we are. So lovely little riff on Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish there.
Hootie and the Blowfish. And I have bought exciting news.
Yes, that's nice, John.
The Potmaster card game.
You've been threatening it since Christmas.
I know. Finally flipping got round to it.
Popside Master.
I did Popside Master.
So should we have some questions throughout the podcast today?
I can give you your first Potmaster question.
Do you want me to answer it in the style of somebody or, you know?
What do you want to do? Yeah, of course we can do a different one each time.
Here we are.
There it is.
A distant drum. Probably get in all sorts of trouble for this.
Definitely copyright.
absolutely get done by the copyright.
All rights reserved, Ken Bruce.
Is he going to get sued for this bit? Offside monster.
Who does that? Monster.
Who do you think Ken. That is? I reckon it's Ken.
I think that's Ken.
Well, I'll do it. Monster.
Is that like the buzzer bloke?
Monster.
Who are we going to get to go do the voiceover? A bloke with
get one of those
no
blokes in with one of them voice. Right.
Right. One at random.
Go on, John. Bet it's
here we go.
Hard. It is hard, Popmaster.
I find you. They're all bleak.
They're all bleak. Okay.
This is a classic example. Thousands of disco records were burnt in a park in Chicago.
Yes.
In what became known as Disco Demolition Night.
Yes.
What was the year?
Oh, it was because. It was because. It was a sports thing, wasn't it? It was a baseball thing, and I'm going to say it was 1977.
Oh, so very nearly 1 year out. 2 years out. 1979.
79 was disco. I thought disco was over by 79.
Demolition Night. Well, that would be why.
Pretty good guess, though, wasn't it?
Not bad. Do you want one more?
Yes, please, always. I just love a pop quiz.
I love a pop master.
It's not very National League South based,
it's not,
is it?
But,
anything but talk about the football.
A classic example here. Didn't even need to go through them. The next card. Prior to... shouldn't laugh. Prior to committing suicide in 2017, Chester Bennington was the lead singer of which band?
In what year?
2017.
Oh, dear, this isn't very funny.
Not really, but it's just an example of how every question is.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas now.
Yo, little town of.
Is it someone like Savage Garden? Is it someone like that?
No, do you no? give it? It's Linkin Park.
Linkin Park, yeah. Two words.
Find the fun in that.
I didn't know that. Wowee. Why are they all like that?
No, they're all just.
Burning
grim.
Records.
Burning records. One last one, and then we'll move on. I think you should answer this one as someone else, though.
Okay, of course.
Maybe it's Ray.
Ray will get this, of course.
Sure, Ray will get the answer. By the way, one of Ray's new song is absolutely brilliant. We should do a cover version of that at some point.
What is Ray's new song?
As in R-A-Y-E.
Oh, yes. Ray, of course. Ray is great, isn't it?
Something like Worth It or something.
And I've discovered my friend from the village, Tom, is the conductor and arranger of Ray.
Oh my word.
Oh my, like Mrs. Ray. She's the conductor of me, of course. An arranger. Arranges down the Grosvenor.
In what year did Sid Vicious of the Sex Pistols die of a drug overdose?
Oh, lovely. What is this quiz?
I know.
Happy Christmas. After every single one.
Happy Christmas from me, Ken.
19.
Death and Destruction.
1979.
Absolutely spot on.
Yeah, of course.
What is it? The DAB Digital Radio.
79, of course, there.
The Popmaster mug or whatever.
Wow.
The LA giveaway.
What
well
a shame.
Done. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I'm pleased to have got one.
Yeah.
One out of three.
One out of three there on Popmaster.
There we are. One in three. There we are. It's the National Obsession, John.
It is.
We are a National League football podcast. We're going to have to talk about the National League. Aren't we?
Yeah.
Got to talk about it. I know it's depressing. I know it's depressing, but we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
And the thing I want to talk about is we were dross Saturday, John, weren't we?
Well, you'll hear it in...
We
did do a lot of recording, so we'll play that any second now.
It's really difficult.
The first 10 minutes we did all right. After that, dire.
Well, let's say Worthing was really, really nice.
And well done, Worthing.
They were really good.
Excellent.
They reminded me... Do you know what they reminded me of? Torquay United 3 years ago.
Yeah, there was a bit of that.
They remind like energetic. Skill, pace.
And it wasn't just like pass. It was a bit more, slightly more direct than that. They did pass it well, but they were a bit more quick to go from front to back.
Yeah.
It was very like.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me. It reminded me of a Gary Johnson team 3 years ago. It was like watching us.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is even worse. This makes it even worse because we used to play like this.
Yeah.
Probably better.
They were very good.
Probably better.
I think they'd do well in the National League if they went up. It reminded me a bit of Dorking as well.
Yes,
a
very
bit
much
of Dorking
so.
Style.
Who were struggling.
Well, they'll be all right.
They'll be fine. But I was impressed. Their pitch, that 3G pitch. I looked at that 3G pitch and I thought, this one looks all right.
Mm.
We could have... I don't think it's out... I don't think it's a... I don't think it'd be a disaster to have that app. I'm not saying I want that plane more, but if they are looking for ways to make money and raise money and to stay,
true,
looking for reasons to stay at plane more.
You know, if you've got any hopes of ambitions of getting back in the Football League, it's problematic. You've got to think about it. Sutton have to tearing theirs up.
Yeah, but it's a $100,000 gamble, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's probably worth more than $100,000. Oh, it's gone dark on John there. So it's $100,000. I don't know how much it is to lay the pitch and look after the pitch. I'm not saying that's what we want to do.
No.
At all. But I'm just saying it is an advantage.
We've played on worse.
It is an advantage.
Yeah, definitely.
It is definitely an advantage, home and away. And if we're looking to get out of these divisions, then I've said it before, I think it's something that should be looked into. And especially if they're, you know, if they're looking to find ways for the club to make money outside of just what Tuesday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, I think they should think about it. But yeah, it's
I don't think they will. Do I think they will? No, I don't think they will in a million years. No. Well, if you have to rip it up again, you've had success and you've had big success and you're back in the league. So, you know, ask.
They won't think about it, and there will be no new state. It's not happening.
And I'm not
they will never
a
build
new
us
stadium.
A new stadium.
So what? That's what I don't understand, right? And I've asked this so many times. Are they just going to try and lean on the government and the council at long enough to be able to fucking knock it down and build houses on it? Is that what they're going to do?
That's my best guess.
Is that what they're trying to do? Lean on, leverage, yeah. leverage. Until they
play a very long game.
Play a very long game. Like they're thinking we can sit this out longer than you. You know, and eventually eventually they shut the club down or they walk away from the club and they say we want our money back. And then so what happens if they build the new stadium? Who sets the rent for Torquay United? It's grim,
know.
John. And I'm not coming to it late. I'm not just having my eyes open. I know this happening all the time. I always try and see the best in people. But you do go. What is the end game?
And it, like you say, almost in a way, it was a lot easier for them to sneak this under the radar when we were doing well.
Yeah,
which makes it all the more surprising that they allow us to drift along being crap.
If
we because
gone
if you're actually
up,
doing well on the pitch, everyone would go, oh yeah, fine. I mean, you shouldn't, but everyone would.
Yeah, if we'd gone up and we were in League Two and we'd been in League Two,
do what you like.
We'd be like, yeah, sure, build a new stadium. Yeah, yeah, you know what you're doing. You've done all the right stuff. You know, yeah. So get that, but. Oh, I just don't know what that is. It's absolutely unless someone wins the Euro Millions tonight.
Someone
might come, you know.
Should we hear what happened on Saturday?
Yes, go on, John. Put that on.
We are here at where are we? I know you said Woking and Worthing.
Worthing,
not Woking.
Just opposite the Flashings and Fabrication Services
stand.
Oh,
yes. Who can forget it?
Here at the, it's called something like the Worthing Transport Community Stadium.
I like it. I don't mind it.
I'm here for
if
it.
I lived in Working, Working? I said Workington, Woking and Worthing. No, not really.
We've got some good flags behind their goal here. I like just stop Ollie. Because Ollie Pearce, their striker, top
he's going to score some
league.
Goals today, is it?
Little Joe Felix there,
Little
playing
Joe
for Worthing.
Jake Robinson on the bench.
Robinson. And someone else as well. Ricky Angua, I think. Nicky Angua plays
for him. Oh, yes. And they scored.
Yellow Army!
They're just about to kick off.
What's your score prediction, John?
The Torquay fans right behind the dugout here, which will be great when we're 4-0 down and it's toxic. I'm sure Garrett will be really
thrilled,
really loving
thrilled
life
real
at that
came.
Point.
The right sort of fans.
How many fans can he argue with? Is it possible to argue with all of them? I think, sadly, we're going to lose 2 or 3.
3-1. 3-1, John, I think. 3-1, but let's get better.
That's what it's come to.
What a goal.
Brett McGavin, quick free kick.
Yeah.
Feeds Dan Martin, charges out of defence. Looks like he scuffed the pass, but it was a great
goal. Go on, Brad!
Great two ball to Brad Ash. Squares it. Lapsley on the
back of the net.
Spot. Back of the net. 1-0.
1-0.
We started well.
Don't say that, John. Don't say that.
We have.
That's the one for the 3-1. There's the one for the 3-1.
A couple of lads in front of us who don't appear to have been to a football game before.
I can't work out how to do the singing. A couple of rugby fans down there.
Everybody sings a song and then. Yeah. There they are. Yeah. Only works
we're
if
winning
everyone.
Away.
Only works if
we're
sings,
winning away. How shit must you be?
We're winning away.
Oh, God. Almost immediate reply. Well,
what's your prediction, John? That Lapsley is putting it on?
He's injured. We
think he's injured.
We were going to have a sweepstake to see when he went off injured, but unfortunately, we didn't even have time to set up the sweepstake before
he's
gone down.
He's not limping.
Pull your
absolutely
shorts up.
Fine.
Here comes Tom.
What's he doing? Just taking time out of the game. That's all he's doing.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck
one. He said it was coming, John. Went through. Literally went through Houston. Look at the Worthing fans. They are about 11. They're about 11. They're about 11 years old. 1-1. But well, you know, John,
Houston just appeared to fall over the top of the ball.
We gave them. I think we gave them the ball and then really said, "Go on, have a shot."
Not very good, Halstead. But then we know that.
Someone asked why they got holes in their socks.
You can't afford a decent pair, mate!
Okay, alright, mate, okay.
Never seen that happen before. It does happen quite often. Well, it was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, there we are, 1-1, John. 1-1 for the 3-1.
Well,
41p I'd win if I cashed it out.
It feels like it's worth sticking with it, doesn't it?
The 3-1 against us.
Depends how much you need
41p,
unless you really are on your arse, in which case, I'm sorry
now
to hear
all
that.
Warming up. Oh, look.
So it's now 2-1
like
Worthing.
Yeah. The 11-year-olds.
Halstead probably at fault for both goals. Did the hard bit, made the save.
The hard bit.
Did it with the softest hands imaginable. Palmed it down onto
beautiful
the goal line.
Beautiful soft hands he's got.
Yeah.
He'd be a very good wicket keeper.
He would. That's exactly what you need. As a keeper myself, soft hands.
Beautiful soft
hands.
Take it out wide.
Take it with the pace of the ball.
Now he's down, he's injured.
That looked like he probably hurt himself.
I thought he'd saved it.
Well, all he needed to do was push it round the post, but instead he just lobbed it up in the air, having done the hard bit.
It's pretty classic. Shit. Sort of like a highlights version of this season. So
it's
far.
Like if you can't be asked to watch the season so far,
just watch
this game.
And
it's got everything you need in it.
He seemed to give it to them a lot, is what I sort of worry about.
The thing is, I don't think we've actually played that badly. But
remember, they're quite good. They are second. Well, they are quite good.
We should be quite good, you know.
Yeah, we should be.
But a mark.
Halstead seen the writings on the wall. Having a terrible game.
Just the two goals chucked in, Mark. Well done.
He did a couple of good saves and then has just softened. It's boring, John, is the problem.
It's boring. I'm realising why I've...
It's just boring.
I didn't go to Chippenham for this reason. I just thought, what's
it's
the
boring.
Point? I don't know why I thought today would be any different.
Well, it's fine. I still love the girls. I will always love the girls. I will always follow them. But it's like, you can't just keep doing it.
He's getting quite boring.
It can't be like this. No shape, nothing.
Which is soft.
Just so soft. Midfield soft, defence soft.
I mean, it should have been 3-1
then. No pace up.
Amazing block from Dan Martin. But against Tomlinson, every time he's so far out of position.
His archer's got like nothing. They're going to score it. He's going to score it. Dylan is going to score it. One of you!
Oh, Dan. That's fucking shit.
And then we'll give it back to them. We'll give it away. Yeah, give it away.
Oh, my God.
You just give him the ball.
He's pressing the ball.
Oh,
my God. Pressing stop on the recording as I'm bored.
Cash out £1.99. That's a bit tight, isn't it? When it is 3-1.
Yeah, no, but I think they're thinking there's going to be more. This could be anything. Gary, this is absolute shit, son.
This isn't good.
Well, this is
no energy
a properly drilled, well-coached, well-organised team against our rabble. Adam Hinchelwood, as you'll remember from the Focus On. Crowd starting to turn. Yeah, a lot of booing. Could be anyone.
Could be 5, 6, 7.
Here they come again. Here we go. There's Joe Felix.
Couldn't be a worse place for the dugout to be.
It's not worked out well for Gary Johnson, is it? It's grim.
Tom.
Utterly grim.
I don't know what to say.
Tempted to go home. I'm thinking about it. Genuinely thinking about it. I could get a 45-minute head start.
What if we win 4-3?
I've got to do my food shop.
What if we win 4-3 and you miss it? What I might spend the second afternoon is putting all my old Torquay merch on eBay.
A fire sale.
Cataloguing it. Big fire sale.
A big fire sale. Everything
buying,
must
buying
go.
Buying new Knicks stuff. Knicks play. Actually, the Knicks. What's 3 o'clock
probably
over here?
Played two games already today.
If, he got sent, if he'd been sent off then, that would have been amazing. No keeper on the bench. That would have been amazing.
Clearest day penalty I think you'll ever see.
That was all day a penalty. Did he get the ball first? He must have got the ball first.
He didn't. He just clicked his ankle.
That was a sending off penalty all day long.
Lovely ball over the top.
Unbelievable.
Perfectly judged. Bloke took it round. Love it. And Lovett's just wiped him out. Nothing. This referee is nothing but inconsistent.
That was a penalty all day long.
I'm prepared to be wrong looking at the highlights, but that looked absolute stonewall.
I thought he got the
offside. That's offside.
We don't do anything. We don't press. We don't sit back.
Worthing are absolutely in second gear. Don't need to even try.
I quite like them, John. I might come again. Isn't it nice?
It's only an hour from me. On the right side of London.
It's quite a nice.
Might start coming more.
Tidy little ground.
I had a nice walk on the pier before.
It's very like Torquay.
It's like a Torquay that isn't dying. I'd like to start shouting winners a bit more.
Winners. Dinners. Winners, dinners.
What was Michael Winner's catchphrase? Of course, in that advert.
Oh, yeah. Calm down.
Calm down, dear. Winners.
It's only worthy.
There you go. See, you still have a laugh.
Still having a laugh.
Oh, here we go.
Up. Whip.
Here we are.
Skinning.
Worthing goal. Oh, so easy.
Stand him.
Oh, that's a good effort.
Oh,
stand him.
Come on, United!
Ethan Archer, never in doubt. What a player!
The full context just absolutely described here beautiful. As one of the shittest players we've ever had. Not by me, so Archer. By the power of deduction.
On target. I said to you 4-3.
That's also has scuppered your bet. It's worth pointing out.
Should have cashed that out. Yeah. Oh, well.
Come on, United. Come on, Acer.
Come on,
Acer. Here he comes. It's going to be him as well.
Here he comes.
Oh, good goal.
Good goal. You're in the National League South.
Oh, fuck off.
Who is this dickhead? Like, you're absolutely classic sort of playground player. There we are. He was always coming. He's always
so
coming.
Much better than us. Just enjoy it.
I'll give him that. It was a good finish. He's always coming. He should be booked.
Danny Brashman.
What's his name? Danny Cashman.
Cashman. That's why he's
Cashman.
Doing leg cash.
Oh, Cashman. Oh,
Cashman
right.
In the attic.
There we are.
It was obvious he was going to score.
We've got bigger fish to fry than you, mate.
Down to 10.
Cashman.
Moxie off.
Going to find you Danny Cashman's career trajectory. Danny.
Who is he?
Who is that number 28?
Danny Cashman.
Here we go.
Oh, he looks like he's played for.
This is his
Brighton.
Career trajectory.
Yeah, Brighton shirt. Yeah, Brighton and Over Albion.
Brighton.
Yeah. Youth career. Coventry.
Coventry. Rochdale. Walsall. Altrincham. Worthing. Only come one way. Down.
Down.
It's only going one way, and that's down.
Now it's.
There we are.
Oh dear.
Left Coventry City by mutual consent because they worked out he was a cunt.
There we go. Miserable.
Lovely.
Do you want to do some other results? Saturday, Chippenham 1, Havant and Waterlooville 0. Dartford 0, Weymouth 1.
Yep.
Dover 1, Slough 0. Didn't see that coming. Big surprise. Eastbourne 2, Farnborough 1. Hampton 0, Chelmsford 1. So a bit of a playoff battle there. It's Chelmsford came out on top.
Yep.
Helmsford?
Helmsford. Who were they? The Helmsford province.
Helmsford. Hemel Hempstead 1, Welling United 2. St Albans 1, the Oval 1. So St Albans held them to a draw. Their manager's gone to Wildstone.
Oh.
David Noble.
Yeah, they're on
who
form.
Who we dismissed as just another one in a tracksuit.
We did.
When we went there at the beginning of the season, and now
and
he's got a new job.
Bad Friday for my mate Mark, who's we met at St Albans,
yeah.
Who's also a Liverpool fan. Same day, Klopp and...
Klopp and him.
On the same day.
Fantastic.
He thought maybe Klopp was going to go after the St Albans
the
job.
The coveted St Albans job.
So that chicken did look good.
It did, yeah. Yeah, like the picnic benches.
In the park there. It's nice. Yeah.
I couldn't quite find the ground park, at first, you know.
You know, it's close to the
hidden
train
away
station.
There somewhere in a park.
Nice pint. I can't do German.
Not a bad
accent.
Yoga. I've never even
yours
tried it
good.
Before.
Yours is very good, John. I just, as usual, went a bit Asian.
So, yeah, the Oval held at St Albans. Taunton 2, Averley 2, so not great for Averley, that.
No, well, they're dropping out of the playoff situation.
Truro 1, Braintree 2, Western Supermare 3, Tonbridge 1, and Worthing 4, Torquay 2, blah, blah, blah.
But we are still in the playoffs, aren't we, John? And we kept saying Saturday, kept looking at the... Still in the playoffs, and you know, for
somehow
for the misery this season has been so far, the standard of this league must be absolutely awful because we are
rubbish.
Still in the top eight.
Yeah,
we're absolute still in the and probably awful. And I think we will be. I mean, I think the next two St Albans, if they've
and,
got form,
is it Maidstone? Yeah, week today.
But as you said in your excellent piece for Talky Talk,
oh yeah,
John, to say that. I'll paraphrase. To say St Albans, though, they look good.
Yeah.
When we've played Sheffield Wednesday away on an even league footing.
This is Birmingham City. Bloody cup.
You do have to sort of go, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Dear Lord, please help us.
Western Supermare 3, Tonbridge 1. And yeah, sorry, we've done all this. Welling, by the way, we mentioned them. They won at Hemel Hempstead. They won. But sacked their manager, Danny Blur. Sounded like his parents were naming him and then vomited at the same time.
Yeah,
and they'd
nice.
Just written it down anyway.
Danny Blur.
They've replaced him with Rod Stringer, the former Chelmsford City manager, who you think looks like he may have been designed by ChatGPT.
He has. In the
AI,
picture.
Can you just describe us, drew a picture of a National League football manager?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened. And what they've done, the AI, because you know AI can't do hands. Do you know that?
No.
Their hands always look like Prince Charles hands.
Oh, like sausage.
Like sausage
digits.
Hands. So... In the picture, the AI's put his hands in his pockets. Just so you're not onto
just
it.
Just so you're not.
They don't actually have a manager now, Welling.
It's
Danny
always
Stringer.
Good when he's
we should watch, actually, Danny Stringer, the AI manager, with write that
interest.
Down, John. We'll write that. Watch him down, because I think we might hear from him next week.
Rod Stringer.
Hello.
Hello.
I like Welling.
Stringer, Mobot Manager.
Rod Stringer sounds like such a 70s pop star name, doesn't it?
Remember, he had two hits.
A couple of hits in the 70s.
Rod Stringer.
Rod Stringer, a couple of hits in the 70s. Sort of soft rock country, wasn't it? He's really good, Rod Stringer. Which one of your Popmaster questions?
Actually, Rod Stringer.
Who killed himself?
Shot three before turning the gun on himself in which year?
Rod Stringer had hits.
Yeah, before being charged with indecent exposure.
Yeah. And then hung himself. In what year? leading to be called Rod Strung Up. In what year?
Double murder suicide. In what year?
Oh, there we God. Are. National League lols. That's what we do, John.
And then do you want to... Only in the National League itself... Yeovil's still top.
Oh,
Worthing,
yeah.
Chelmsford, Maidstone, Averley, Hampton and Torquay.
Mm-hmm.
The playoffs.
Still in the playoffs.
And in the actual National League, just a couple of things to note. Chesterfield still thrashing everybody.
Yeah.
Woking, unfortunately, did win at Oldham, which is always a
new
shame.
New manager.
But... More importantly, Phil Brown, 3 wins from 3.
Yes.
Another win.
We should try and get, wonder if we can get
Maybe
Phil
we
on
should
this.
Try and get them on.
I've played with Phil, played
you
football,
have, yeah.
And spoken to him, and I've played football with him, and he's in his 60s, and he can still really play. People couldn't get the ball off him.
He was unbelievable.
He played in the Bolton Torquay Sherpa Van Final.
89.
Yeah, he played in 89.
Should we get him on?
Let's try and get him on. Yeah, yeah. That's two good guests if we can get them.
They are now, they've cut the gap to just 1 point. Only a point behind Woking.
Wow.
They've played two games more, but they're a point behind.
I love that. They're hunting them down.
Fantastic. And yeah, Chesterfield, Bromley, Barnet, Altrincham, Solihull Moors, Oldham and Aldershot, the playoffs at the moment.
Lovely. You know, actually, John, you know what? The purpose of this podcast is to make us enjoy the National League.
Yeah.
And that's cheered me up about the whole thing.
Good.
Especially Rod Stringer being a pop artist in the 70s.
Yeah.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
Whoops.
Whoops.
When you go,
whoops.
Send back a letter from a listener.
Whoops.
That was me just chucking
I'm
my
afraid
phone.
From now on, whoops is the intro to Letter from
whoops.
A Listener. Whoops. When you go, for the rest of our lives.
I don't think it's not used often enough. Whoops.
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 Any letters, John?
Yeah, we have.
That's nice.
Steve Burton says...
Gone for a Burton.
Gone for a Burton. Hi, John and Charlie. I'm replying to your plea for more FOF communication.
Oh, that's nice.
On last week's podcast. Sorry, I've been a bit
was
quiet.
Was it a plea? Was it a plea? Yeah, maybe
well,
it was
it
a plea.
Wasn't.
Yeah.
It was just a mild threat. I've been recovering from a second procedure to deal with some ingrown toenails.
Oh, gosh.
Too much information.
I had that done. I had that done as a 17-year-old. And the nurse took my sock off and went, ugh! is a nurse meant to say, ugh?
Yeah.
Well, it got infected. So it was ingrowing and infected. God. And she went, ugh! Right? And then what they did, they put elastic bands around the end of your toe and then they inject the toe because otherwise there's no fat. That was incredibly painful, that bit. And then they just get some massive scissors and like pull your toenail out. Then they wrap it up. And I thought, I'll be all right, a cyclone. Cycled home. Got home. You know when you go for a walk in your wellies and you've got a hole in your welly and there's water in your... It was like that, but it was blood in my DM. Blood in my DM, which was the follow-up hit for Rod Stringer.
Rod Stringer.
Who released
blood
in my DMs
before
in 1986 before turning
before
the gun on his family
before slamming his car into three pedestrians?
Rod Stringer?
Rod Stringer.
New character.
Oh, God.
Great.
Yeah.
New character. So
anyway,
great.
Steve says dealing with that all in all has been like watching the Torquay defeats at Dartford and Chelmsford.
Yeah.
On the ice, Steve, FOF number 80-something. Yeah, well, we'll work that out one day.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Alexander Walton just says a FOF check-in. Thank you, Alexander.
Ah,
good
thank
to
you,
know
Alex.
That you're still knocking
Thanks
around.
Thanks a lot, mate. On the ice.
This is a new contribution from Barry Cotterill.
Oh, on the ice,
says,
Barry.
Dear John and Charlie.
The way you said Barry Cotterill then was like you thought it was your brother.
No. I just had to check what his name was.
Because it'd be a really good character name, Barry Cotterill.
Barry Cotterill.
If you came up with that, be like, that's a good one. Barry.
They're both pretending to smoke at the moment.
Cotterill. Vaping, I
That's got it. We'll go away.
I'm vaping. Carry on.
Barry says, on the ice, lads.
On the ice.
I hope my contribution helps get John across the fundraising finishing line.
Oh, that's nice, John.
Barry has put in 100 quid. Barry.
One Barry Cotterill.
Thank you so much.
There's only one Barry, Steve Cottrell.
Steve Cottrell. He says, it's a course close to my heart. Oh. I'm an expat living in Ventnor, New Jersey.
Wow.
Which, like its namesake in the Isle of Wight, is a lovely beach town on the Jersey Shore. Oh. Currently, I drive daily to Philadelphia for cancer treatment. Oh, and I'm supposed to be listening to a Spanish, learning Spanish course in the car, but fine, most of the time, I'm listening to the NatObs pod.
Oh, this is great news.
I feel I'll end my treatment speaking Spanish in a Devonshire accent. Bloody hell.
What is bloody Spanish for bloody hell?
I started again from episode one and I'm two trips away from catching up and becoming a Nat Obs completist. As a Forest fan, I feel your pain with the goals stuck down in the NLS. We spent a few years in League One with all my non-Forest mates constantly pointing out we were the first European champions to do that. Come on, you Yellows. Barry Cottrell. Barry, thank you, sir. I'm sort of slightly choked up. Thanks,
yes,
Barry.
Barry, that is superb. We wish you absolutely every bit of strength and luck with your treatment. And that's really great that we've in some way helped you get through the shit bits.
Your donation was saying we're at 2,000 out of 2,500.
So John's in the hole for 500
only 500 quid.
Quid
we're getting there. That money is already...
I thought you were saying why we're getting there. You're the one doing the marathon.
That money's already going to McMillan. I didn't realise they're already
getting it.
It's already going week by week.
Excellent.
So it's making a difference.
Barry, it's very generous and you're a good man.
Yeah,
and,
thank you so much. And we should give you a foff
number, absolutely, foff. Yes. Incredible foff.
Thank you, Barry.
There we are, well done, Barry.
Foff 80-something. Pete officially.
On the ice. Pete, is it Pete?
Officially. It's Pete officially.
Pete officially. But look, Pete, you can call me Peter.
It's Pete officially.
It's Pete officially. But, but you can call me Peter.
Never not funny. Greetings, says Peter. I'm sure I've never heard that one before. In the light of the threatened fofficide, I thought I'd better get in touch in a bid to keep hold of the most erotically charged of all foff numbers. He's 69.
Oh, is he foff 69?
Yeah. In this dismally mediocre season, I find myself with little else to offer. Sorry, but thank goodness the pod is providing some goals-related entertainment.
Good, that's all it's for.
On reflection, I've probably picked a good couple of years to faff around in the desert.
Oh, nice.
What's he up to?
Doing?
Maybe by the time I return to the UK, Aaron Jarvis will be fit.
Of course, Rod Stringer had that period faffing around in the desert between his first and second singles.
The lost years.
He went off to find himself, didn't he? He had
Rod
a huge
Stringer
hit.
Lost years.
He had a huge hit and couldn't write another song for ages.
Yeah.
You know,
went to Egypt.
Went all,
then came back and did like a sort of really Egypt-y themed album. And
No one liked
why are we
it.
Going
do
to
that
like
one.
The
do
sand
blood in, something like blood in your DMs again.
Rod Stringer's Egyptian-inspired album was junk.
No one enjoyed it.
He tried to go down the Peter Gabriel route.
It was very like Sting's Loot album.
he was aiming for Paul Simon's Graceland and he ended up with Sting's Loot
with
album.
With an Egyptian lilt. Imagine that, an Egyptian lilt. Totally tropical taste.
Anyway, let's quickly just do the final one. Ian Mutter. Mutter?
Ice,
I think
Ian.
If it was German, it would be Ian Mutter, but yeah. I guess it's Ian
on
Mutter.
On the ice, Ian.
Ian Mutter.
Peanut Mutter.
Morning, both, says Ian.
Peanut.
Ian Peanut Mutter. I've listened to Charlie for quite a while
and
keep meaning to listen to the National Obsession.
Oh, right.
I'm originally from Derbyshire.
What's he been listening? Oh, the radio.
Yeah. You've been bugging your calls.
Bugged my house. Hacked into my Ring doorbell.
You know that bloke outside that's like in the van with all that equipment.
That fake van.
Listening equipment.
That's always a good game, actually, when you're anywhere, big city, anywhere. Which is the fake
which
van?
Which is the listening van, yeah.
Which is the fake van.
And it suddenly speeds off and you look at it. Yeah.
Anyway, Ian back to Peanut.
Says, I'm originally from Derbyshire and follow Chesterfield.
Oh.
Having got over the heartbreak of last season, we're doing quite well this year.
You're flying. You're absolutely flying. I do notice that National League fans get in touch when they're absolutely hammering the league.
Yeah. Hey, we're doing well this season. Thanks, Ian. Yeah. Anyway, Ian says, however, I now live in Lowestoft. Been watching the Trawler Men play in the last couple of years.
Wow.
In fact, I now volunteer as assistant groundsman.
Oh, well done.
I'd recommend it to anyone. Anyway, that's me, Ian Mutter.
Mutter. Mutts, he calls himself, not Peanut.
Ian Mutter.
Peanut. We're going to call you Peanut. And he's obviously got his own fork, isn't he?
He's got his own fork. And finally, Will Brown. William Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Just William. Straight out of Richmond, Crompton.
Bill Brown.
Will Brown says, hi chaps, on the ice. I like
on
John.
On the ice. I like John. Full stop.
I like John. Will, you're only human. I like John. Did the Farnborough half.
Oh, in the right trainers?
Though I remembered to bring my running trainers. Oh, if I'd known to look out for the any man in cool shoes.
A wimp speaks.
If I'd known to look out for the any man in cool shoes, I might have spotted him. Congrats regardless. Hope you enjoyed the National League tour. And if you saw someone in a Shot shirt, that was me. He's an Aldershot fan.
We ran
through Aldershot at one point.
It really should become your sort of calling card. You wear the wrong trainers. Who's that guy limping?
Going to the theatre tonight. I might stick the old the Brooks on. Get a little running trainers.
Yeah,
oh, doll.
Nice. Oh, ooh, the wrong shoes.
Anyway, Will says, my preparations for the half were standing at Agbro and watching Aldershot lose to bottom of the league, Kiddie from 2-0 up.
Oh,
I can't
Brown.
Say for certain what secret potions Phil Brown has injected into his players, but credit to their burly front line and tricky wingers, they're now 1-3 on the bounce and 3,000 in attendance as well. Aldershot now sit on the edge of the playoffs with a beautiful quirk of a -2 goal difference. What a league. Cheers, Will. Thanks, Will.
Will.
And Will has donated as well, so thank you very much.
Amazing.
Will, you are also a foff. Something.
I'll tell you
we'll
what.
We'll work that out. Pete Garley's donated. You're already a foff. Thanks,
These are the best letters we've had in weeks, John.
Superb.
We're going to put out a passionate plea for them every week from now on.
Yeah.
Right. Lovely episode. I really enjoyed that, John.
I'm honest.
Yeah. I think we've got a new character there. We've got Rod Stringer.
Rod Strung up.
Yeah, if you can suggest.
Rod Stringer.
If you can suggest what happened in Rod. He had a very overbearing father, didn't he, Rod Stringer? Didn't he? His father used to just turn up in the recording studio when he was
the
recording.
Egypt years. I'm fascinated to know more about
what
that.
Did he do?
Like, what did he get up to there?
The pyramids.
He just disappeared for 2 years.
He tried to write an album around the making of the pyramids. No
yeah.
one was in. No
it was
one's
like
interested.
It's like a concept album. Like there's slaves.
No one was interested. dressed as one of them big dog people on the front cover.
The album cover. He was like dressed as an old Victorian explorer.
It was awful, wasn't it? Why did he do that? He had that huge hit.
Yeah. And then just went to try and find himself.
Rod. Well, look, more from Rod Stringer next week. More, obviously, he's not alive anymore, but we can find out more about him, John, and we can talk about Rod Stringer next year. Next year. On the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.